The Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally runs this year from the 16th to the 18th of June, so the countdown very much underway to the event. Delighted to say that Brian Brugan, chairman of the Donegal Motor Club, and Eamon McGee, clerk of the course, with us in studio to look forward to the event. You're very welcome, gentlemen. That time of year again, the countdown is on, and all the indications are it's going to be yet another great rally. Eamon, if I can start with you. First of all, we had the launch last night, and there was a great buzz at the launch.
A very successful launch last night. We had a massive crowd there last night, and thanked everybody for turning up, and all the people that brought their cars and everything to the event. It was a very successful night, and Hegarty's there last night.
And Brian Brugan, we look at the entry list, as always, from a long way out, huge interest in the event, always a sellout. And this year, you know, we've got the top names coming to the Northwest again, going to be great coverage and all sorts of media, big numbers expected. And I suppose, very importantly, earlier on in the year, we've got a new sponsor.
That's correct, Chris. Yeah, we're delighted. Last night was a huge success for Wilton Recycling, who are our sponsor now for the next 3 years. So we're delighted to have joined them in the partnership, and we intend to promote them as much as they'll promote us, which is very good for sport, and it's very good for competitors, and it's very good for us as a club that are actually running events. It's very important to have that stability there to be able to perform a budget and make the event happen, because there's a lot of preparation in the event, and everything that goes on is back to finances and entry fees and competitors, and to make it affordable for them. So it's very important for us to have that package together. So last night now was a huge endorsement for Wilton Recycling and ourselves as the first launch that we have under their banner.
And Wilton Recycling, the company, I mean, there's a direct link with the rally because of some of the personnel having been involved over the years.
That's right. Rodney himself would have competed a fair bit, and he's still competing now. He's actually competing this year as well. So I would have competed against him himself back, I think, in 2012 closely, and he's always very competitive, but he's been there for a long, long time and has a huge interest in Donegal, and he's delighted to be involved in Donegal Motor Club too, which is, it's very important for us to have somebody with that interest and that knowledge and the event as well. Like,
now, Eamon, I suppose a lot of people who maybe don't follow it overly closely, the first thing they're going to ask is, where's the rally going this year? And there's been a few changes, not least there's going to be action in the south of the county. So let's just look at the 3 days of the event. Again, it's the only 3-day event of its kind. So starting off, where's the action going to be on Friday the 16th?
Well, starting off on Saturday, Friday morning, we'll be leaving Letterkenny, heading for Donegal Town. We have a service area there on we're closing the old road that leads into Donegal Town. We're closing a kilometre or 2 kilometres of that there. We're going to have a service park in there. Then they'll start off from there about after 11:30 or so and head for the first stages in Ballyshannon. That's the Donegal Bay one, which would have been part of the Rally Ireland in 07. So that's a kind of new stage that, you know, we wouldn't have been much up in that country. And that's probably a new stage. A lot of the competitors know that never were probably on that stage. So that's a big plus for that one. And then the second one, Rock Hill, would have been kind of northeast of Ballintra Village, which was around probably in 2011 as a harvest stage. And again, the company one would have been the harvest stage, maybe in the same time. Like, but they're all fair good stages, and they're all you know, you know, the new crop of drivers, they would probably never have been on them stages. So it's open, same for everybody, like, you know.
So that's really going to add to the appeal and the excitement, yeah, because as you say, many of them will have never done those stages before. So that's the Friday, plenty to look forward to there. And also, you know, great to see it back in the south of the county.
Yeah.
And no doubt there'll be spectators who may not have gone to it in the past will be coming on board. So then what have we got in store on Saturday?
Going back to the Friday, we'll find that It will bring people coming south for Donegal will come, you know, they don't really come to Letterkenny, they can come and view the stages on the Friday and then come north then to Letterkenny, you know, on the Friday evening. So it's they're going to get action early in the day, like, you know. Yeah.
And no doubt probably even more people up from Sligo and Fermanagh, yeah, because it's in their backyard and such.
Certainly will I.
So much to look forward to on that. And then Saturday, where are we going to see the
Saturday
action?
Saturday we're leaving Letterkenny again, heading for Cairnhill. You know, typical
couple some of the old favourites.
Old favourites. There's changes on there, you know, a couple of changes run different ways. The good thing about Cairnhill, you have a variation of ways of running that stage. So we've changed it a wee bit from last year. Leaving that then, going on to Gary Gart. 17 was the last time we think we ran Gary Gart, so it's a change as well. And then we're going back into Nacala then for the third
and run. Service on the Saturday?
Service on the Saturday will be in Cooney's Yard there and down in Kiltoy for the old factory was there.
Right, for the old Unified factory. Yeah. And then the Sunday, where's the action on the Sunday?
Sunday we'll be starting again from service and going out to the mountain top into Glen Village. We'll be the first stage in Glen. And then we run into Drive and we're finishing off on the favourite one again for a lot of the competitors is Fannett. It'll be the last stage on Sunday, or the third stage on Sunday.
And then it's all back to the finishing ramp.
Back to the finish ramp and 6 o'clock on Sunday evening again. Hopefully we'll have everybody, most of them back again with us.
And just back, sorry, to the Friday and after the driver's briefing, the ceremonial start, where is that all taking place?
That'll be all, as we're leaving, heading for Donegal Town on Friday now, we were doing a ceremonial start on Thursday evening in the town, and Main Street in the town, and we have a couple of guys, Dennis Ferry and them, are working hard on that. I hope to have a good thing there. And the driver's briefing the year will be back in the Greenland, but that'll be on the Thursday night.
Right.
So give us the drivers a kind of real more relaxing time on Friday morning to go on and do the stages, like.
Bringing back in Brian Brogan, chairman of the Donegal Motor Club. Brian, when we look at the entry list, lots of Donegal competitors, but we've also got ones from all over the country, from overseas, and even looking at the top seeds, there's a good Welsh flavour this year. Marion Evans and Matt Edwards coming, and it'll be interesting to see how they get on.
It's great to see Matt back. They confirmed last night that Matt's actually going to be competing for sure. He was there. He made the mix last year. He was the story of the rally last year. So it's very important to have someone of his calibre coming back again for this year to give the guys the mix. But if you look at any class right down through it there, Chris, that's the cream of the crop that you're looking at there. You know, anybody that's there has to have results before they even think about coming to the event anyway. And a lot of them now are building up years of experience, which is important because it does take some time. You know, the people that say the local knowledge and that sort of thing. But you know, the people that are back 9 and 10 years now, it's local to them as well because they're familiar with all the territory and that too. And they love coming back because they're happy with the people that they're staying with, and they like the welcome. The Donegal welcome is a huge charm for them too. So it all works well. It's a short holiday for them, and they enjoy the fun too, along with the sport. Like.
So we have the big names: Josh Moffat, Callum Devine. We've mentioned Marion Evans, Sam Moffat, Robert Barrable, Gary Jennings, Johnny Greer, Desi Henry, Declan Boyle at 10, Joseph McGonigal, regular competitor. And then, of course, looking further down the list, and again, local names, and looking at Class 14 and the likes of, of course, we have Kevin Eves and Kevin Gallagher, so many different classes. And as you go down through the field, there's, as always, there's going to be so many little mini battles going on throughout the weekend.
There'll be some battle, you know, in the top 10 that you mentioned there, that any one of them people can turn up at any given time. And that's great, it's fantastic. And Friday will be a huge benefit to those people because it'll be the case that it's all new territory for them. Go back into the modified boys, we were talking about the Kevins, Kevin Eves, Kevin Gallard, Gary Kearn, and them boys. There's 10 people there. Any one of them could be in the mix, and that's where a real battle will be in the modified. That's where, and the spectators love that sort of the sport with the modified guys. So we're really looking forward to that that battle and see where they'll be on Friday evening and the new territory as well.
And Eamon, not forgetting the juniors and historics, because they have a particular place in the rally. The juniors, a lot of these guys getting their first taste of a really big event, and the historics maybe going around at a more leisurely pace, but they certainly still enjoy it.
some of the historic cars, if you would compare some of their times, Chris, they're as competitive as some of the top cars in there at the minute, you know. They go out on after the main field on Saturday, the historics, and the juniors then join for the Sunday leg. But there is a lot of, as you said, a lot of good battles in there, and it's a great, hopefully it will be a good event. Yeah.
And Brian, once again, the rally programme on sale throughout the county, again, another quality publication. It provides all the details. You've got the maps and everything. And for the organisers, it's also an important source of income. So it's important people do go out and buy it.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it's a great source and great information on it for people that have competed over the years, past competitors and people who are involved. And, you know, there's a whole detail of information for all. It's on all the usual outlets. And it's a huge benefit for us then for people that are going through it, looking at it over the weekend, know the safe places to go, heed the officials, heed the marshals, and be in a safe place at all times. So it's a way of us getting information to the spectator, maybe not the maybe so familiar spectator, that if they heed what the marshals and officials say, it's a huge benefit to all to be safe.
And as always, an event like this takes a huge amount of volunteer work. Costs have spiraled for everybody, and certainly everybody knows about rising insurance costs as well. But, you know, it's a credit to all that this is still going as a 3-day event when you consider all the things that you have to do to get it running.
It is. There's a lot of work goes on, as Eamon knows, the team that Eamon manages there. And I mean, it's on a daily occurrence. Every time that his phone rings, I'm sure it's not about his own job now. It's about rally, and it makes the thing happen, and dealing with marshals and stuff. So we are expecting a huge influx of marshals, but we're also expecting a huge influx of spectators too, so all are welcome, and more marshals are welcome too, if it's the case that they want to make contact with Eamon too on that, just when we talk about them.
And finally, Eamon, just time against us, just to send out the message as always, safety first, heed the advice of the marshals.
Safety first, and again, I would appeal to anybody that wants to be involved in it, to marshal and stuff, we'll take them up in arms, because I think there will be crowds, so the more people we have controlling that, I think the safer the whole thing can be, like, you know. So we'd welcome, if anybody wants to make contact with us, we'll certainly look after them over the weekend.
Eamon McGee, Clerk of the Course, Brian Brogan, Chairman of Donegal Motor Club, many thanks for coming into studio, and we all look forward to this year's Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally taking place from the 16th to the 18th of June.